Giles Thompson, welcome to SEN.
Morning, Jared.
How's the week stacking up for the All-Star Mile?
I think it's stacking up really well. So we had a great day at Flemington on Saturday with the Super Saturday and the new market for the ages. And we're ready now to get the All-Star Mile, the inaugural All-Star Mile, up and running and racing on Saturday.
Do you feel a little bit nervy about it? A bit? What's your mood towards the race that you've imagined being staged for the first time?
Yeah, I do get a bit nervy. You know, it's a new race. We've put a huge amount of effort into it. We're very excited by what it was before we announced it. It's delivered in for us on that, we think. And we just hope for a great race on Saturday and a good crowd.
Has it taken a couple of turns along the way? Is it exactly what you imagined, or is it a derivative of what you imagined?
It certainly isn't exactly what I imagined. It's one of those things that when you go for it and you pull the trigger, you just don't know how it's going to pan out. You hope that people are going to engage with it and get excited by it. You hope that people are going to vote. And you hope you get a pretty good field. And I think we've got all of those. But there's been plenty of twists and turns. There'll be plenty more, I suspect, this week. I think one thing that people are yet to really see is the owner ambassadors. That's something which I think will grab us this week as 14 people line up and potentially we'll win $250,000 on Saturday.
How will you, will there be a difference in the way that the race is presented and the build up to it? Or have you got special things planned for the day?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we've got the barrier draw today, which will be a pretty traditional barrier draw and will be fairly low key today. But then on Thursday night, we've got the owner ambassadors in town for a media event and a bit of a hoopla to sort of to razz that up. And it will be extraordinary to hear those stories of those people on Thursday night. And then Saturday, no doubt it will be a bit different. I know that Flemington have got a few things planned and Jetta playing. So there will be a bit of different feel to it, but it will have a very much a VRC flavour. It's their race this year, but I expect them to have a few twists for us as we go through the day.
So with the maths I've done, there are 63,982 people responsible for the 10 horses who have voted in. How many do you hope of those 64,000-odd people might come to the track and fulfil their entire experience with the race?
Well, I'm impressed with your research, Jared. I think, you know, what's a good attendance is the question. And last year, the Blamey Stakes Day was the equivalent day, and there was just under 6,000 people. We had just under 20,000 yesterday at Super Saturday. I mean, our target is 15. We think 15's a pass. We'll be very happy with 20. Will be ecstatic with more than that. So it's the first year. People need to sort of, I think, work into something like this. But if we can get a third of those 68,000, then that would be a good outcome.
What did you learn from the voting process?
We lost a few votes because people voted twice and we pulled them both out and people struggled a bit with the confirmation process on that. So we'll get that right. Beyond that, I think it went really well. 140,000 was the final tally once we removed those duplicate votes. That was beyond our expectations, and people really engaged with that. Some people say it was too long, some people say it's too short. I mean, the whole point of the All-Star, one of the reasons for the All-Star Mile is to get people talking about the race through the summer, talking about racing through the summer when they may not be talking about racing. It certainly achieved that, and the voting mechanism allowed that to happen. Now, should we have higher minimums for quality of horses, etc. We'll look at all of that. But generally, I think the voting went really well.
So it galvanised communities, and this is the way of a public vote, is the reality TV lesson. It brought people together around particular horses, and thus we ended up with a mishmash through the public voting of level of horses. Were you comfortable with that? Is the fact that people galvanised around a horse a good thing, or does it detract from the title All-Star Mile?
I think people galvanising behind horses is an excellent thing. I think if we'd wanted, or we thought that we should have chosen the top 14 rated horses in the land, first we would not have got them all, but secondly, we wouldn't have needed the public to vote. There wouldn't have been any engagement in that regard, and it just would have been just another top quality race. I say just another, but it would have been a great top quality race. We wanted more than that. We wanted to get people to engage with it. And therefore, you have to accept what the people vote for. And if they want to vote for Urban Ruler, that's up to them. However, we did have enough wild cards there. And of course, plenty of quality was voted in, that actually the top half of the race is as good a quality as you'll see anywhere this year.
So the bottom end, is there a risk that there might be horses embarrassed at the end of with the top quality horses streaking away and those who know they can't win being tailed off?
I think there'll be a gap between first and last, mm-hmm. yes. But that's the nature of the beast. Yeah, this is a race where the top 10 horses have been voted by the public. They're entitled to vote who they want for, who they want, and for whatever reason they want. And we've got to accept that, and provides great stories, great richness to this race. It will be a quality race on Saturday, there is no doubt. But there will also be a richness of story right the way through the field.
Will it be a credible race?
Oh, absolutely. I think it will be. I mean, you know, whether the 14th horse is deserves to be in a $5 million race, it doesn't really matter. The top end of the field will be an extraordinary race. You've got Alizé, you've got Happy Clapper, you've got Mystic Journey. Great stories about those quality horses. And also, all six states are represented in the race. When was the last time a race was like that in Australia?
Have you let your mind wander at all over the last week or so? Imagine if you did have Winks in the Autumn Sun in the way that this was conceived, given what's been going on in the past few weeks.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, we thought long and hard about imagine if Winks did decide to change her program this time of year and come to the All-Star Mile. I think that might have scared a few off. She's done that in the past. But to have the two of them in the race, then you have a match race. We have, therefore, three bands of quality within the field. It would have been great. They were both dominated, of course, but we suspected that we'd be where we are today, certainly with Winks. It would be great if the Autumn Sun and Winks raced head-to-head. It would be fantastic anywhere in racing, anywhere in Australia, whether that's in the Queen Elizabeth in a few weeks' time or the Cox Plate in the spring. Just imagine if that happened. It would be fantastic to see. Whether we see it or not, I don't know. It's up to the connections.
Is that one of the... So one of the drawbacks to racing for me at the moment is that we have the champion and the clear number one contender, and every other sport knows how to make this happen. But racing's got its intricacies where it's probably less likely to happen, the more likely to happen. And yet it would be the race of... Well, probably since Bonecrusher and Our Waverley Star, it would be the best setup to a race since then. Racing's got to find a way, doesn't it, Giles?
Well, I mean, we've got $5 million on offer this Saturday, and it didn't do the job. So, and there's $4 million in the Queen Elizabeth in a few weeks' time. The problem I think we face is that, or the challenge we face is that the connections can do whatever they want with their horse. It's up to them, of course. The trainer Chris Waller can guide them. But we're at their mercy. I'm not sure it is that obvious that all other sports manage to line up the champions against each other. You know, boxing springs to mind where that's very difficult. Even team sports around the world, you never quite get the teams lined up unless it's the World Cup or the Olympics. So it's a difficult thing to do, very difficult thing to do in racing. There's been plenty of horses that have been suggested to challenge Winks from all around the world, and that has, we haven't managed to get that together either. It's not as easy as it looks or ought to be, but it would be great, wouldn't it?
It would. Giles Thompson is the Chief Executive of Racing Victoria in the studio. Has the All-Star Mile put other races at this time of year in the shade? Have you heard that level of unease from a couple of the race clubs?
So we went for it. There's no doubt this year. We went for it with the All-Star Mile. We had to. You don't sort of launch something which you've got such great ambitions for and do it meekly. That's not going to help you. It doesn't help the Victorian racing industry to do that. So we went for it. We're not ashamed to have gone for it. And we think it's gone pretty well so far, bearing in mind the race hasn't actually happened as yet. Has it detracted from other races or other race days? I'm not sure it has. I think actually it arguably has added to it. So the fact that people have been talking about racing and because of this race in particular through the summer, I think has really put an extra spotlight on racing as we've hit the actual peak period of racing. And also I think it's enhanced other races through the programme. So things like the Blamey, the Futurity, they were talked about because of the All-Star Mile in much more broader sense. So the Blamey, for example, has had 5 or 6 runners the last 2 years, had 15 last week.
Yep.
You know, that's a phenomenal turnaround. Now, is that all because of the All-Star Mile? Probably not, but it certainly helps put a focus on it as people try to, such as Le Romaine, tries to get a place in the big race on Saturday.
So are you trying to bring the racing clubs with you whilst whilst doing the right thing for Racing Victoria to get this up and going?
Absolutely. And you know, this is something, one of the special things about this race, I think, is that it goes round the three metro race clubs and they'll add their own colour and character to that. One thing that's been really pleasing from an internal perspective at Racing Victoria this time through is how well and how closely my team at Racing Victoria has worked with the VRC team. They've really enjoyed working together much more closely than they have done in the past, and they're going to deliver a great result on Saturday. I have no doubt about that. That's a really exciting opportunity for us as a racing body and for the clubs. Next year we'll be doing it with the MRC, and that will also be a great experience. We need to tweak and we need to work out who's going to do what, when and how, and how much we're going to invest where, but that's just something we can work through internally. But I think as an overall result, I think the Festival of Racing this year has been better for the All-Star Mile.
More broadly, how's racing come through the Darren Weir scandal?
Well, as you're aware, John, it was a pretty intense period of time and a pretty shocking period of time for everyone right across the sport when we had the raids at the end of January. I think that we got through that pretty well. I think we got through that in a pretty quick way. We got to where we needed to get to quickly. We were happy with that. I think also the broader sport were happy with that because they don't want these things to drag on. They want once the shock of what actually was transpiring has passed, they want it dealt with quickly and swiftly. And we got that and enabled us then to focus on the actual racing. Because the racing is extraordinary. We know that the vast majority of people are doing the right thing. The sport's a great sport. Just look at the Newmarket on Saturday. What a great race and a great feature to be able to focus on. So it was important to get through that. It's only chapter one, though, and at some point we may be talking about this again in the future.
Have you had any level of unease as replaced Darren Weir horses have won in other circumstances for other stables, not necessarily knowing what the horses have been through with Weir?
Not really. I mean, I think that he had a huge amount of horses. I mean, there's no doubt that Darren Weir is a great horseman. There's no doubt that he had great horses. And so for those horses to go on to other stables where they've got great trainers looking after them as well, we expect them to continue to perform as they always have. I mean, they are good horses under good ownership and under good training regimes, and so therefore they continue to do well. I expect people to continue to talk about these particular horses, but I think people sort of understand where those horses have got to.
Does Racing Victoria's investigations remain active into Weir?
Yes, so our investigations are ongoing, as are Victoria Police's investigations ongoing. And as evidence comes to light and more evidence comes to light, then we'll respond as we need to. And I'm sure Victoria Police are considering how they're going to respond to it as well.
Do you work in concert with Victoria Police at the moment, or are they running their own investigations separately?
Well, to a degree, it's a joint investigation. But when you bring in, when we brought in VicPol last year, one of the upsides of bringing them in is that, of course, they have greater powers than we do, and therefore you can get an investigation more deeply. But at the same time, when you do bring them in, you lose a bit of oversight of what's going on because they cannot openly share between Victoria Police and Racing Victoria. We cannot openly share all information. That's something that we would like to get changed. We'd like to have it a bit more open than it is today. But as it stands today, we don't get that insight, and therefore you lose some insight on that, and you sort of trust that the police are going to do what they need to do.
So you talk about this being chapter one. Are there potentially sort of more hurtful days for racing along the way as what's investigated and potentially more is revealed about what was taking place?
There may be. I mean, it's too early to say that there definitely is or isn't either way, but with ongoing investigations, it's highly likely that that both us and the police will consider what charges we may or may not want to lay in the future. They will be hurtful days if they come around. You know, all that we've dealt with so far is possession. We haven't dealt with use. We haven't dealt with anything else either. So that's all that's been done so far, and that's all that there's a line under at this point.
The other event today after the barrier draw for the All-Star Mile at Flemington is Les Carline's funeral, as you doubtless would have had a chance to think and reflect over what he has meant to racing, what he's meant to public life, what he's meant to media, and it's beautifully fitting that Flemington is the stage today.
It's great that it's going to be at Flemington. I mean, I've, as you can tell from my accent, I've only been around here about 15 years, so fairly new to the scene. But I've been aware the whole time of Les and what Les meant, not just to racing, but the broader community. And so this provides a reflection on that. It's an extraordinary career. I mean, there will be what he's done for people from a mentoring perspective, and what he's done for racing from a colour and movement perspective is extraordinary and sort of unparalleled. And hopefully he'll get recognised, and I'm sure he will get recognised appropriately today at Flemington.
When you read his words and when you heard him speak, what occurred to you about his connection to racing?
Well, it was very pure. It oozed passion for it. You know, people like me talk about the industry, and we're relatively tedious about what we talk about with racing, and I struggle for words. But someone like Les just was passionate, felt it. You could feel that he felt it, and he enabled you to feel it as well. And that's a great skill, and he'll be sorely missed.
Giles, thanks for stopping by on a busy day.
Thanks, Jared.